This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus's Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com. Chapter 8. Odessa. This summer has got to get better. Odessa shouted with anger, "That is so wrong! I can't believe they fired you for that! Gloria had it coming! She sounds like such a jerk!" They continued slowly navigating the muck-filled passageway. Crystal confessed, "The hardest part was telling my mama. I was so embarrassed. It really caused a big problem at our house. My mama had to stay at home with me, and she missed working an extra shift. Losing that job cost my mama a bunch of money that we really needed." The depressed little girl deflected the attention of the group by saying, "Okay, Wiki, it's your turn." Odessa sighed with embarrassment. "I really don't want to share what happened to me, but you guys have been so open and honest. I will tell you, but please don't make fun of me. You guys are my best friends now." She began her tale, and her voice crackled as she held back the tears. "How about this dress? Does this one look good, Mom?" Wiki stepped out of the dressing room. The yellow sundress looked wrinkled on top and too tight at the waist. "No, Odessa, I think you need to try on a more slimming color, like black or brown. Also, this one is too tight around the waist." Odessa screeched in frustration. "I hate dress shopping! If the outfit fits on the bottom, it's way too big on top, and if it fits on the top, then it's too tight at the bottom. I hate my body!" Her overweight mother was sympathetic and gave her a hug. "We could try another diet this summer. We could do one together if you want." A tear welled up in Wiki's eye. "It is so unfair. I eat the same stuff as everyone else at school, and they're all thin. Why is it so hard for me to lose weight?" "Baby, if I knew that answer, I would be thin too," her mother offered. "It's just really important that I look good for Stacy's birthday party. Everyone is going to be there, and it should really be fun because her parents are dropping a ton of money on it. They got her a DJ, an ice cream bar, and even a chocolate fountain. This party is the only thing Stacy talked about the entire last month in science lab. She was a terrible lab partner, and I had to do all the work. We talked for hours about this shindig and planned it down to the last little detail. It's going to be so awesome," Odessa explained. Her mother smiled at the idea of her daughter helping plan a friend's party. "I got an idea. I saw a cute baby doll sundress that should work for your body shape. You go back to the dressing room, and I will bring it to you." Odessa gave her mom one big hug. "Thanks for understanding. We still need to find Stacy the perfect gift. She's been talking about this designer pair of earrings forever. I think I saw them on sale in the front of the store." A few hours later, their car pulled up to Stacy's house. Odessa's mom announced, "I guess by all the balloons on the mailbox and the decorations around the door that you are at the right place. I hope you have a great time. Oh, don't forget your gift. She better love those earrings at that price. Thanks, Mom. Remember, the party ends at 4, so don't forget to come get me. You know, this would be a lot easier if you would just get me a cell phone. I swear I'm the only kid in my entire class who does not have one. Stacy's little sister is only in 3rd grade, and even she has her own phone," Wiki pleaded. "We are not going to have this discussion again. Somehow kids for thousands of years survived without one. I don't think you'll be scarred for life if you have to wait till you're 16. Now, go have fun. I'll be back here in 4 hours to pick you up," her mother confirmed. Odessa nodded her head in agreement and grabbed the neatly wrapped gift she had carefully decorated the night before. She shut the heavy door of the wood-paneled station wagon and watched her mom drive away. The Greek girl smiled as she looked down at her new, black baby doll dress that fit just right. For the first time in a very long time, Wiki was excited that she finally had a friend. She walked up to the front door and rang the bell. Wiki could hear a whole bunch of noise coming from inside and figured everyone must already be in there. Odessa rang the bell over and over, assuming nobody could hear it. Finally, the door flew open and Stacy appeared wearing a fashionable, new white dress. The birthday girl's face transformed from a large grin into a look of confusion. "Wiki, what are you doing here?" Stacy's mom appeared behind her. "Who is it, dear?" "It is my lab partner, Odessa. What are you doing here?" Stacy asked again. A look of confusion came over Odessa's face. I'm here for your birthday party, of course." Stacy's voice turned falsely sympathetic and sarcastic. "Oh, sorry, but you're not invited. My mom only let me invite 50 people." Wait, not invited?" the Greek girl challenged. "I helped you plan this party for an entire month. I lied to our teacher saying you did half a project that you did nothing for. How could I have not made the cut when you got to invite 50 people?" Stacy's mother stepped in to defuse the awkward situation. "Look, Odessa, we mailed out the invites a month ago. If you didn't get an invite, you're not invited." The hurt girl stuttered, but I'm here. Why not just let me in?" Stacy stepped back in front of her mom. Sorry, Wiki, we are all full. The door slammed loudly in Wiki's face. The confused girl sat quietly on the porch as she felt tears forming in her eyes. She heard a round of loud laughter inside and knew Stacy had just told her partygoers about the exchange. I'm so embarrassed, but I am not going to let them see me cry, the hurt girl mumbled. Odessa was so upset that she decided to just leave the gift she had worked so hard for on the porch for Stacy to find later. Maybe when Stacy opens the earrings, she'll feel guilty for what she just did to me, Odessa thought. Wiki stood up, straightened her new dress, and took a deep breath to slow down her out-of-control weeping. She started the long 4-mile walk home as tears steadily streamed down her face. As the hot Savannah sun beat down on her, all Wiki could think about was how useful a cell phone would have been right about then. Through a stream of tears, she cried out aloud, "This summer has got to get better!"
This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus's Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com.